Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Football Drop Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Football Drop Podcast. I have got with me today my co-host, Ali Campbell. And I've also got a special guest, Benjamin.
Hello, hello. How are we doing, boys?
All good, all good.
How are you? Good week?
Living the dream. Mate, it's been a well busy Monday, isn't it?
As far as
actually, yeah.
I don't know why Ali said, yeah, it has. Was you even at work today, or was you off again?
Yeah, I was. It was meant to be public holiday in, was it India and America? Still every fucker was calling us and everything, you know?
Unbelievable. How dare they?
How dare they?
Outrageous.
It's like they had IT problems.
So why does that impact you then?
Because I speak to people from all around the world.
Are you bilingual?
No, not in the slightest. If someone calls up in a different language, you go, sorry, you need to speak English.
Don't lie, bruv, you definitely speak American. Add that to the old CV.
No, I can understand it, but I can't speak it back to them.
Fair, yeah.
That's a good point.
Very good point. How are you, Will?
A document, a trash can.
Trash can.
Trash can.
William?
I'm all right, thank you, mate. I'm all right, yeah, all good here. How about you?
I'm good. I feel like every week you're going to start adding to this shirt collection. I'm loving this.
Trying to, mate.
Have we got any more? Oh, I've got a new one, actually. I can share with you guys. It's next to me. Another one for the FDP collection.
Don't forget you've got a blurry screen.
Boom. I have got a blurry screen, but you can see it. It is a Bayern München home kit.
Bayern München.
So that'll be going into the collection that's sat behind me on blurred. Yeah, buzz.
Yeah. Yeah. The game.
Collection on blurred. Collection. Cool.
Yeah. Once I get the office
good,
done.
Good side of collections there.
Once I get the office done. In a couple of months or so, it'll be there. It'll be hung up across the back.
Do you want to know what I've noticed?
Office keeps getting pushed back.
Exactly.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure it was a couple of months or 6 months ago.
It was, and then...
Bridge 2024 now, Ben, you know that, right?
Yeah, well, Laura's taste in weddings seems to be increasing more and more.
Honestly, priority seems to be pushed back more and more. Every single time there is something that happens that Ben's responsible for, he goes, Laura. It's like the instant reaction for him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Ben, why haven't you done this? Well, Laura.
Yes. That's surely that's the joy of being engaged, is you blame your other half. No?
I don't see when you hear me blaming Lourdes.
You blame Lourdes exactly. For literally everything.
Yeah, I know.
And Will, don't even get me started on what you say to Selge, because I know she listens to this bit. So you do not want to start commenting on this stuff.
Honestly, I have not blamed Selge for my lack of putting up shirts behind me.
It's not, mate, there's nowhere to put it up here. This is the problem I've got. It's all on a rail behind me. But right, whatever. Let's go on to the news, because there's been a couple
because what's really funny is you go, yeah, I've got your back. Like, this is the second time. This is the classic bit. I've got your back. Yeah, well, Laura did this. Yeah, well, like the other week. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I've got your back, Will. No, Will, it was you. Yeah, great. Well done, Ben.
I've got your back, but I'm honest.
Whose back do you have?
Yeah.
Just his own. On if the bus is driving past at the time.
Pretty much,
just
yeah.
His own.
Pretty much.
Just his own.
Just my own. But yeah, anything on the news happening this week, gents? Let's move on.
There was, actually, I've got quite a big news story.
Oh,
Went for some beers on Friday with my lovely friend Ben.
How is he?
A couple of beers.
Is it good?
Yeah, he was good at the start of the night.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The end of the night.
Sounds about right.
He wasn't quite so good, was he?
No.
Would you like to explain what happened?
No.
You haven't even told me this, and we spoke afterwards.
Yes.
So I'm interested.
Yeah, I picked up his interest. First time ever. So I learned something new about Ben, that he is an expert cartwheeler.
I wouldn't say expert. It's my party trick that I can do a cartwheel.
Oh, here we go. I wouldn't say expert.
Not expert. I'm pretty fucking good at them. For a guy of my size, I'm pretty fucking good at cartwheels.
And swimming.
Yeah, swimming's a whole different ball game. Whole different ball game, my friend.
So there was a lot of boasting about swimming and cartwheels, which was a bit weird. So I was then encouraging him to show said cartwheels that he's a pro at.
Look at Ali's face. He knows what's coming.
I know what's coming now. Well, I think I do, but please go on. I'm interested.
So the only problem is with Ben, just in case if you're not aware, for those people listening, is he's had a little bit of a vertigo problem with his ear, and it makes him a little bit dizzy. He's got to have an operation, actually. It's that bad. So what you would probably choose not to do with that issue is spin around on your head, really.
Ben, you can't even drive to Canterbury, which is like 20 minutes away.
I know.
What made you think you could do this?
I don't know. Will egging me on for a good solid 20 minutes, I would say.
I will be honest. Minimum. There was a little bit of peer pressure. See, chuck me under the bus again.
Again.
But you've just openly admitted and launched yourself as well. There was a bit of encouragement, but you've jumped straight under that yourself.
What was really quite funny, though, because after he'd like fallen on the floor, because he didn't do a cartwheel, so I'm yet to see this cartwheel, he fell on the floor. And then when he stood up, it was like watching like a real drunk person just trying to sort of rebalance himself. We went proper fuck. So he's there, like, I'm all right. And then falling backwards. So I've had to like catch him because I just don't want him to hurt himself. And then he's like bent over and he's like falling backwards. So I'm having to like kind of straddle him like that.
Hang on, you was not straddling
to keep him up. To keep him up, and we were in the middle of a dark park, so there's Ben bent over with me behind him trying to keep him up. So it must have looked interesting for a couple of people. I had a good night.
Sounds like Ben had a great night.
I got mine.
I'm still waiting for my £1 million. Right, I'd like to clarify, one, you was not straddling me at all. You did look after me in the end. I was happy to keep on walking because I need to get my 10K steps in. And then Will grasped me up to Laura and got Laura to come and get us.
We're in a bit of trouble. I actually was someone I know. They went on a relates to cartwheels. Someone from their work they went out with a works drink with was like was the same as you. Like, yeah, I'm really good at cartwheels. Really good at cartwheels. She was about 6 vodka and tonics deep and a few shots of tequila deep. Which didn't really work out well for her.
Yeah.
Because she did a cartwheel and basically fell on top of her head.
Oh.
But she got straight back up, was like, I'm fine. And I was like, magic of alcohol.
Yeah.
Numbs everything.
Yeah. In the morning, I bet she was not fine. I bet she was in a bit
of
pain.
Probably not. And you know what? To be fair, she's also head of HR, so she also works in the same sort of area that you do. So maybe it's just a HR thing.
No, HR are the worst, because we have to be professional. I mean, Will's probably looking at me thinking, fuck off, man. Are you professional? But we have to be professional. I think we don't have to be professional.
You HR.
It's a loose link. Very loose link.
No pen said his deans with HR, but you know.
Whole different story. That's off air conversations, story, mate. No. Off air convos. but yeah, I'm loosely related to HR, but yeah, you just gotta enjoy yourself, don't you? That's all.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while you can. But anything in the news, boys?
Regarding football news.
Football news. Will, I think you had a bit of a funny one. We'll do a funny, a serious, and then an interesting one.
Okay.
I can't really call this news because it's not very new, but it's something that did catch my eye from 2021. That's probably not the newest, if we're being honest, are we?
No, not if it's 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yeah, well, quick it was maths. September 21.
Quick maths, so it was
not quite that long. Anyway, so it was about the Suriname vice president, Ronnie Brunswick. You ever heard of him?
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm sure Ali went out for a beer with him a little while ago.
Oh, okay.
We'll get him on the podcast.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Ali can probably tell the story then.
No, probably not.
So he became the oldest player at 60 years of age to play an international in an international club competition. He started a 6-0 home loss to Olympia in the CONCACAF League. He played in the number 61 shirt, because that's the year he was born. And he captained the team that he owns. So he owns the team and played for them.
I actually heard about this. And as soon as you said he played at 61, I was like, this has to be the guy that owned the club and made them play him.
That's it. He played for 54 minutes. He started in attack alongside his son.
His son makes it even better.
Exactly, yeah. One of the defenders said it was their choice and they did what they thought was best for their team. We didn't want to get involved.
That was his brother.
Yeah. But they've got him pictured in a shirt, which we can post on social media, and it's just crazy. He's like properly taking it really, really serious. He's got proper photos being taken and stuff. Absolutely hilarious.
Can I ask you both a question, though? If you owned a football team and you could get away with doing that, you would, wouldn't you?
Maybe not in a proper competition, but probably... Friendly, I'd want to play.
Like an international cup, like club competition. Like, imagine, can you imagine, like, you know, you've got Stan Kroenke walking out of the... up front. like Stan Kroenke up front for the Champions League, you know?
To be fair, I think at this point, we'd probably take him.
Well, we'll take him up front, yeah. But it's a bit...
Yeah, it's an option off the
bench.
It's
a bit like Sven, though, isn't it? He said that he really wants to manage Liverpool. Like, that's all he's ever wanted to do. So there's a lot of people from like the Liverpool supporters try sort of saying, actually, let's get him involved for the Liverpool Legends game that's coming up and let's get him managing Liverpool and fulfil his dream.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Started off a petition or something to make that happen, which would be nice, you know.
But, yeah, especially considering the news about Sven this week. You know, come out, or was it last week? Sorry, but, he's unfortunately got cancer. He reckons he's got about a year or so to live. Yeah. Really, really sad news there, unfortunately. Bit of a legend, really, wasn't he? But what do you remember him for? Being England manager?
I remember him more for being like what he did off the pitch.
What, Ulrika Johnson?
Yeah. The stories start coming out that he's fucking this murderous, but I was like, Jesus, it's England manager. And then everyone had a pop at John Terry. I was like, well,
John Terry, honestly, his idol. There it is.
I never thought that Ali would be able to manage to get in John Terry, and how like, oh, it wasn't his fault. That has blown my mind. Wow, that was impressive.
Ali defending adultery on this podcast. Nice. Nice. Well, I don't defend it. I could just understand his perspective.
I never said I understood.
And Ali, you've got some actual football news proper.
Yeah, breaking as of probably the last like hour and a half. Everton and Forest have been found in breach of profit and sustainability regulations. So
what does that mean?
The whole thing of like not posting more losses than 105 million over 3 years. Everton have been found guilty of it again. Don't know how, but
I said, is this not the same sort of stuff as what they said before when they had that conversation, those agreements?
Yeah, so basically it's this is another one on top of that one for Everton. So obviously Everton have already been docked 10 points. But if everything is as is, and you know, obviously Everton and Forest get to plead their case and everything, as you do when you get charged with anything in the Premier League. But if everything goes the way the Premier League want it to go, they're both going to most probably be docked 6 points.
Ooh.
So it's a bit strange how we've gone from 10 to 6 for Everton.
Yeah, for the same, charge.
It's the same charge, just a different occasion. Why have we gone 4 points difference here? So, yeah, I mean, Everton's one is a bit interesting, though, because it seems that they were led by the Premier League, that obviously the stadium that they're building, the interest from that stadium wouldn't be counted in this profit sustainability rules. Like, it wouldn't be counted in that. But the Premier League have said, no, that's now counted within that. So you're under. So Forest have come out and a bit like, you know, okay, yeah, we've been charged. We're going to, you know, support the Premier League in investigation and all that. They've come out quite nice. Everton have come out saying, you know, full guns blazing, like, yeah, done it again, you know, sort of things.
Whoopsie!
they've already been charged, you know, docked 10 points. I mean, if they get docked another 6, then, maybe, if we ever thought that maybe this is just the Premier League just trying to make the relegation race a bit more exciting.
Could be. But the problem we now have, though, is Everton, if they get docked 6 points, they're probably going to end up in the Champions League places by the end of the season.
Seems to happen for them each time they get something. It's like they go on a mad run. So
10 wins on the bounce. You watch. Bosh.
Well, they'll get into the Champions League places, and then they'll drop down to about 6th, you know. Still 3 places above Chelsea.
I was just about to say, still above Chelsea, but you did it for me.
But yeah, so that's the news coming out of that. Apparently, they're the only clubs. The Premier League haven't actually made their statement. The news that we got, news that was got from like Sky News and everything, was Everton and Forest both putting out their own statements. So the Premier League haven't actually said it yet, but Forest and Everton are the only ones that have put statements forward, and they're not expecting anyone else to be in there. So you know, Manchester City, Chelsea are safe for now. Man City with their 115 charges, and Chelsea with the side money that Roman was doing to agents, you know.
No, honestly,
this is what makes it a joke, isn't it? Because you've got the little ones, littler clubs who are getting little charges against them because it's like one or two charges, and City are going to, they've got 115 charges, They're not even sure if any of it is going to get to court or when it will get to court. And they'll just continue the way that they do. Same with Chelsea. Honestly, so unfair.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, and obviously, I'm not trying to defend Chelsea and what they did, because obviously, if they broke the rules, they broke the rules. But obviously, this was the previous owner that did this, and it was the new owners that let the Premier League know. The Premier League didn't know that this had happened until we told them.
That's mental.
It happened, because obviously it was on the books, it was on the accounts, and they were like, okay, well, we don't want to look like that we're hiding this, so we're just going to tell the Premier League anyway. So I don't know whether that comes into it, where we've actually come to the Premier League and said, oh, by the way, you might want to have a look. But yeah, I mean, City's obviously, you know, City have got like, you know, the best lawyers in football. So, you know, they're going to keep on fighting that. And, you know, in 2040, we'll see what the decision is. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, and also with these decisions and everything, the final decision is expected in April for Forest and Everton, like, as far as points go. That's right before the end of the season.
That 6 points can make such a huge difference.
Then if they appeal it, it goes past the end of the season. So are we really going to actually know who's been relegated at the end of the season? No.
Well, is the appeal going to be? Because the appeal still hasn't been heard. And we're
their
in
last one.
January now. When was that given? Was that December or was that November?
I think it was December. Start December or late November.
Yeah.
So, and then that's not set till next month, is it? So that's what, 3 months. So April, June, July, August. So, you know, we'll be into the new season before they get their appeal.
Everton be preparing to go to Coventry.
Well, yeah. Did you see what happened with the Leicester and the Coventry fans?
I didn't see what happened. I saw the score, but I didn't see what
happened. So there was the banners over the motorway. I can't remember which one. Between the two. They put offensive banners up between the motorways, which has been mislabeled as, you know, not very nice.
No. Ooh, regarding the Leicester owner. Obviously, the late owner, should we say. You know?
Yeah.
So they were quick to get those taken down and everything. But I'm assuming that Coventry may be charged. I don't know because it's happened it's happened outside the stadium. I mean, you can still get charged for it. So I imagine they might get a bit of a slap for that.
Yeah, but, still with fans, isn't it?
And also in the news, did you any of you hear about the Reading game?
Yes, I did.
All the tennis balls,
and then all the fans bombing onto the pitch.
16 minutes into the game, it got stopped because all the fans to the pitch started having penalty shootouts
against Port Vale, wasn't it?
Yeah, against Port Vale. Yeah, the thing is, though, they stopped it on 16 minutes, and then I think I was in the car, I was just listening on the radio because they kept going back to it, being like, "Any resolution yet?" They're like, "No." No. Like the commentator's like, no, they're still on the pitch. Like, you know, we can't. And it was only like when every other game was in like the 70th minute that they went, oh yeah, no, we're gonna abandon the game now.
That's bad.
How's it gone that long?
Honestly, it's ridiculous. It took so long. But also there was the unfortunate event at the Bolton game when a fan was taken ill. I don't know what it was. Found out today they passed away.
Did they?
Huh? Yeah. And the Sun have come in for some heat. So they said football's cancelled because of an ill fan. Everyone just like, it's just horrific.
Yeah.
Does that have a bit of feelings behind this, you know?
Yeah.
Bit of empathy, guys?
Yeah, I mean, when it's something serious like that, obviously, you know, that takes precedence over football. As much as we love football and is... at some part of our lives, you know, there's the only go so far sort of thing. So,
yeah, it's absolutely terrible. So thoughts go out to their family. That's just a horrible, horrible situation.
Hey guys, here at the Football Drop Podcast, we'd love to hear all your comments, feedback, and funny stories. If you'd like us to share them on the pod, please email us at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com. Thank you.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is with the Reading one, though, obviously they're wanting the owner to sell the club. He's not selling the club, and he's liquidated two clubs already. I don't think they're English clubs, but he's liquidated two clubs already. Get out, sort of thing. Like, you know, they've been docked points last season for not paying players on time, not paying staff on time. You know, not.
My question behind that would be, how has he passed the proper fitness suitability check, or whatever they call it?
This is the thing as well. Like, there was a regulator. I think there was some sort of external regulator. Basically, went to the Football League and said he probably shouldn't be owning a club. And Football League went, okay, thanks for that, but did nothing about it. So, you know, bad. It's like there's only so much that someone else outside the club can do. So yeah, he probably shouldn't be owning the club, and yet he's still an owner of a League One club, and a club that, you know, not that long ago was in the Premier League. So, you know,
it's mad, isn't it? The fall from grace is real.
But I mean, if, like, obviously you got to think about, if any of our clubs were in that sort of situation, where, because Reading fans could probably see, if they don't get sold, they'd probably go out of business.
Yeah,
because of this. So
yeah, it's a scary thought, isn't it? Yeah. You can't imagine that. Sorry,
we'll put a tenner in. Fans need to get together. We'll put a tenner in. Buy the club.
It could happen. He's Reading. They'll have 20 quid then.
Wow. Sorry, this is a real Reading. Hating Sorry. On Reading fans. I didn't know you had beef with Reading, but fair enough, mate.
No, I haven't got any beef with Reading. I just thought it was a cheap laugh, you know?
Oh, I thought it was going to be a random Norwich situation. Where you just no. Pure hatred for a club.
Random pure hatred for a club.
For no reason. Should we move on to some lighter note? I've got a bit of a game for you boys, if you're interested.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay,
so what I want from you both, I'm going to type down your answers. So with today's money, what would legends be worth? So I've got some names, and I've got how much roughly they are worth in today's market with the the increase. What's it called?
Inflation.
Inflation. Thank you, Ben.
Is this their sort of like prime versions, or is this what they were sold on, or whatever?
You have asked a very good question there, which I wasn't going to tell you until I started to reveal the answers, and you'd be pissed off. So well done for foiling my plan.
You've got it, Ali. See, I've got Ali's back. That's who's back I've got, is Ali's. Up the quiz master.
This is them at their prime, doing very, very well for their club. But what you've got to take into consideration is how good they are in terms of domestic and international, but also about their personality and how much if they're difficult outside, like off the pitch or not. So you've got to take everything into consideration to see how much they're valued. So if you take Mario Balotelli, for example, he could have been a £100 million striker, but because he was a bit, you probably could have got him for £20 million.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Standard 10 quid.
Yeah. Fair enough. So the first one, I think, is quite an obvious one. How much? So the closest one will get the point, and yeah, and so on and so forth. So how much do you think Pelé is worth in today's market?
Prime Pelé. I'm going to say 280 million.
280. We might need to hurry up, boys.
I'm going to say 250.
250. 280, 250. I see your tactic, Ali. I like it. Okay, next one. Johan Cruyff.
180.
200.
Ooh.
George Best.
I'll let you go first on this one. I've gone first twice.
100.
100?
I'm going to go 130.
30. Maldini.
Ho,
125.
Oh, is that it? I'm going 150.
It's interesting. Do you put Maldini Beth or more money than George Best? That's okay. It's
insane because attacking players go for more.
Yeah. TT.
George Best only pays.
Thierry Henry, the king.
Unlimited.
Anything
Ben's,
he wants.
Ben's game, £1 billion.
Yeah. I'll give them Real Madrid for him to play at Arsenal again. Give him an entire club. TT 250. Easy 250.
251. Okay, Diego Maradona.
Oh, that's a toughie. 170. I'm going to go 220.
220, 170. Interesting. And last, the legend that is Rio Ferdinand.
Oh, ho, ho. I've got a number. 130, you say. I'm going to go 180.
You guys are, it's fascinating, really. So I've had to check these a couple of times over different sort of things just to see. And because it doesn't make a lot of sense to me in some of this, but I'm going to go through it now. So Pele, Ben went with 280 and Ali went with 250. In today's market, they estimate that Pele would go for £371 million.
Wow.
1-0.
Johan Cruyff. Ben went 180 and Ali went 200. He is worth, apparently, would have been worth 265 million.
I thought I undersold him. As soon as I put it, I undervalued him.
George Best. I was surprised. You went quite low here. So 130 from Ben, 100 from Ali, 167 million.
Come on!
George Best was an incredible player.
He was. He was gifted. But his attitude, that's the problem, is off-the-pitch antics.
Off-the-pitch antics. But was that when he was playing?
But didn't he play till he was like, what, 29, 30?
Yeah.
He didn't have a longer career.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Maldini. Ben went 150. Ali went 125. It's 118 million. So another point for Ali. So we're drawing.
Wow, that's so low.
Yeah. I remember Maldini, like, he sort of like in between when Italy were, like, you know, winning it, like, started actually winning, like, World Cups and Euros and stuff.
Yeah, I thought he'd be worth more.
But then, but earlier on, that's when Italy were winning, and then after, when you retired, that's when Italy won the World Cup. So.
I suppose.
But obviously, Racing Milan, he was amazing.
He was a beast, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Now, Thierry Henry, this is where. So, Thierry Henry and Diego Maradona are where I start to lose a bit of faith in this quiz, but we're going to
persist. So you went... because Maradona's higher than Henry, and you can't have it.
So. Bear in mind, Pele, 371 million. Thierry Henry, 109 million.
Oh, give over.
Ben went for 250, Ali went for 251, so Ben actually gets the point.
Come on, Ali, stitch yourself up. Have it.
So Diego Maradona, I think because of his off-field antics and some, you know, some of his fitness issues that he had, and, you know, he won the World Cup for Argentina, albeit did he cheat, I don't know, but he scored one of the greatest,
yes,
World Cup goal
did.
Ever.
Yes, he did cheat, yes.
96 million he would be valued at now.
Wow.
So Ali got that point because Ben said 220 and Ali said 170. Now, Rio Ferdinand is where it all comes down to. So we are at a 3-3 draw.
Christ, you couldn't make this up.
No. It's exciting shit, isn't it?
I mean,
it?
You could. I mean, he might not be looking at any website. Yeah. He could just be doing off his head, off his head.
He probably is just making it all fun.
This is valid. Rio Ferdinand. Ben said 180. Ali said 130. Drum roll, please.
It's going to be 155.
Smack bang in the middle. No one wins.
Congratulations, Ali Campbell.
Oh.
Rio Ferdinand, 56 million.
Sorry?
56 million.
I think he's got internationally.
Didn't he go for nearly that when he was actually transferred?
Quite, isn't he? When he was 30, yeah. So it's not gone up too much since then. So it's inflation as well, don't forget.
That's insane.
He only played recently. So I think that's got something to do with those figures as well. So, yeah.
Fair play. Well done, Ali.
Congratulations. Interesting, though. Interesting, I thought, to look at those figures and to see, you know, who... Because Neymar, what was Neymar? Neymar was like 200 million, wasn't it? He went to PSG for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all distorted Neymar, figures, though, wasn't it? It was like 226 or something, but there was unofficial figures for this, that, the other, and obviously the payments for his sister, for her birthday, and that sort of shit. Yeah. And,
so he probably sits between Cruyff and Best in terms of value.
That's mental.
I mean, I can understand George Best being like. I mean, Johan Cruyff. I mean, obviously, that's. I think that's where my knowledge came into it, where Ben's didn't. Obviously, I was thinking back to like Ajax winning Champions Leagues and the Dutch winning European Championships and stuff. So, I thought he'd be quite a fair bit.
Yeah, I thought he'd be was. A lot. I didn't think he'd be that high. I didn't know he's that highly regarded.
Oh yeah,
he's that good.
But well done. I mean, I know he's got a turn named after him, but still, I mean. Fair play.
Yeah. I think he's got Barcelona's training ground named after him as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. Who? I think so.
I don't care about that. That's fine. Shit club. Nothing club.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, let's go with the challenge. What was it set last week? Is this the top 10s?
This is the top 10, top 10, top 10.
Top 10.
And it turns into a top 10. 5.
Yeah, it's a top 5, top 5.
Which is top 5, yeah. Top 5, top 5, top 5.
Yes. So should we start the easy one? Let's go centre-backs. I'm just going to get my notes up here. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah, I mean, don't jump at the chance, boys. Yeah, don't jump.
William Saliba.
Yeah. I'm shocked. I'm so shocked.
Undoubtable. Undoubted. Are you arguing that he is not one of the top 5 centre-backs?
No, but I'm shocked that Will said him first. I mean, you know, there's so many centre-backs that you could pick. Oh, no, William Saliba, in. Like,
not many
away.
At the top, though. Not many at the top, is
there? I don't want to disappoint you, Ali. I'm not here to disappoint.
I completely agree with that. I wholeheartedly agree. Willow Saliba. Virgil van Dijk, yep. Cannot argue with that at all, especially this season. Back to form, isn't he?
I mean, both of them have been top two, so this season.
I agree.
I'm gonna go James Tarkowski this season.
No, shut up.
this season, he has been a beast for Everton.
Okay. Yeah, but he's made some big mistakes.
I think he's up there. I think he's up there, boys.
No.
Paul Torres.
Paul Torres.
Ruben Diaz.
No, Diaz, no.
What do you mean, no?
No, he's not been on form this season. So hang on. Don't jump it. We haven't done Paul Torres yet. Just fucking throwing names about. Wait your turn.
That's what we've got to do, mate. That's what we've got to do. We can't until we know who's there, we can't just get rid of somebody, can we? So Ruben Diaz, Paul Torres, Thiago Silva, I've got Ake, which I wasn't too sure about, and I've got Senesi.
From Bournemouth. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Mark Gahey. For Palace, I think he's been very good this season.
He has been good.
Yeah, I think he has been very good. Also, Joachim Anderson for Palace.
Yeah.
I'd say Anderson.
Anderson over Gekke, to be fair, yeah.
He gets a goal as well, doesn't he?
Every now and then he does, yeah. He does.
It's a great strike against United.
Yeah. Who else did you have, Ali?
I've struggled a bit with obviously the names we've already said, but I mean, I'd throw a different Everton name in there, and that's Branthwaite.
Not yet. He's not better than the names we've mentioned. It's the same as Tarkovsky.
No, he's not better than the names mentioned, but just throwing names out there, he has been really good this season. Like, he's come straight in and played alongside Tarkovsky. And
the problem with that, though, is I agree with you, but we're trying to name names that are better than the ones we've already named, Ali, because we're trying to get a top five.
No.
Not just average five, we're getting the top five.
I don't think you can go further than who we've already named.
But we've named more than five, so if that's the case, there's no
point.
Right, boys.
Ben White.
Stop.
Levi Colwill.
Stop.
Get out. Harry Maguire, Ibrahim Konate, Willie Bolly. Let's get them all in, mate. Why not? Let's get all the centre-backs that are not very good.
Konate?
No, he's had about five good games this season.
Right, so let's take control of this podcast.
Too much rotation.
Stop messing around. So, who are we going for?
Well into this.
Right. Out of all the players that we've mentioned, who are we going for?
I think Anderson is in with a number five slot, personally, this season alone.
Better than... Okay, so let's go for... Who do we think is third, then, before we get into who do we think is fifth?
Yeah, we know the top two are third.
What were the names we've got, Will?
Thiago Silva.
Oh, shit.
So we've got Thiago Silva, we've got Diaz, we've got Ake, we've got Torres, we've got Senesi, we've got Gueye, and we've got Anderson. I don't know if I'm missing any. I said Thiago Silva, didn't I?
You did, yeah. I don't think Thiago Silva is in top five this season, purely because he's made a couple of high-profile errors. They've not always necessarily led to goals, but there's a few errors and slips that he's been making throughout the season, and dodgy passes. There's more than one, Alistair.
What? I can't handle you today. I don't know what's wrong with you. Throwing Will under the bus. Now you're just mugging off Thiago Silva. I mean, guy's 39.
I don't get me wrong. Age shouldn't come into it, though. It's how good you're playing this season. He could be 139 for all I care. If he's having a good season, he'll make our top five.
He's having a good season. He himself is having a good season. It's the rest of the bricks around him.
But he's making mistakes. So, look... Will, do you think he's in top five?
He made one mistake.
Will, do you think he's in top five, yes or no?
Oh, God. I would say let's not discount him just yet.
Okay, you've got the casting vote here, though.
Well, I can't because we haven't discussed the others. So I would put him with Anderson where he could be. He's fighting Anderson for fifth.
Okay. Ali does not look impressed, but okay.
So let's go for third. So let's go for one of the... What, a top defender?
I mean, I'm just going to throw another name into the mix quickly. I know he's been a bit up and down, but he's, for the his team this season, Christian Romero has been very good.
I don't think
you can have him in for the pure fact of that you don't know if he's going to still be on the pitch.
Yeah, he can't last.
Fair point. Yeah, fair point.
He's like, he's,
I was thinking this season,
like,
that was all.
He was just like David Luiz. He'll do something stupid, and you know.
Oh, does that mean he's going to come to Arsenal when he's 34 years old? Great.
After he's been at Chelsea and ripped it up. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, Chelsea will go buy him. Then he'll go away. Then you buy him again, and then he'll come to Arsenal.
Yeah.
I love this.
We'll send him on loan to Benfica.
Pau Torres, yeah, I think you're right. I think he would go in top five.
Okay, yeah.
I'd say he go at three or four?
Maybe four.
Who's three then?
So you've got Ruben Diaz or Ake.
I mean, I'm going to have to go for Ali's favourite player, Nathan Ake.
What about John Stones? He hasn't really played too much, has he?
No.
He's been in and out. Not really. Yeah, he's been injured and stuff, so...
Yeah. Okay, so we're going Ake.
Yeah,
Ake. That's who I had down. Ake third, Pau Torres fourth. So now we've got a fifth place. We've got Senesi, Anderson, or Thiago Silva.
Anderson for me.
Thiago Silva for you, Ellie.
Thiago Silva for me. I mean, you know.
Here we go. Deciding vote. William Salisbury. Have I just mentioned you look very, very handsome today?
Before or after the bus ran him up with a...
Yeah.
Look, I reversed the bus. I picked him up. I dusted him off and I bought him a beer. It's fine.
You reversed it so it ran over him again. Nice one.
No, he's still
I've made a decision.
Go on.
I'm going to go for Senesi. No, I'm going to go for Thiago Silva.
Oh, come on.
I think with the age, with the way that he's, what he's doing, I think he's been better than Anderson.
Shocking.
You are talking about one mistake, Ben.
I'm talking about four mistakes in that one game alone.
Name me those mistakes, please. Right, I've got one for you, and that's at Newcastle.
There's
there
one that he slipped. I think it was a Newcastle game. He slipped and let someone in. There was another one where he tried to clear it and pass it out.
I'm sorry. Are you saying someone's a bad defender because they slipped?
Yeah, because he slipped under no pressure whatsoever. And then he let her go in because his positional was wrong.
I don't know if you know. I don't know if you know, Ben. We're outside, right? Outside, rain.
Okay.
Which makes
okay.
The ground a bit wet. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Fair
and
enough.
And I think if you and you play football, so you know that like the studs and that on boots now and the blades, they're a lot more like cut through the grass now. So it's a lot easier to slip over. Like how often do you see players slip over now in the Premier League?
No,
quite a lot.
Look, okay, I'll take that away. But there's been in the same game. He passed it to a Newcastle player twice. He tried to do a sort of medium-ish long ball to midfield from near his box. And again, went straight to a Newcastle player. And there was other times, I can't remember what games, but I remember seeing it a few times thinking, this is really not like Thiago Silva to do it. I'm not slated him as a player. I'm just saying purely for our top five this season, I personally don't agree. However, we've decided as a trio that that is what it is. So I'll honour that. That's fine. So what have we got? Do you want to read it off again, Will, just so the listeners can hear? Because I know me and Ali have been bickering like children.
Have you? I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we've got William Saliba as numero uno.
Obviously.
Followed by Virgil van Dijk. Then we have got Ake, Torres and Thiago Silva.
You wouldn't mind having them in your squad, would you? As your five centre-backs.
I wouldn't. It
would be pretty decent.
Okay. Shall we move on to our wing-backs?
Yes. Can I just clarify something before we go with loads of names? What are we classing Trent as?
Trent. Right back.
Are we still classing him as a right back, yeah?
He's top of my list.
All right, so...
Top of my list.
Trent
number one.
Trent. Yeah. This season.
I'd say Trent or Walker, but yeah.
I'd put Walker as second.
Yeah, Walker. I think there's a few names we can band about here. So I've got on here Trippier, Pedro Porro, Arguably Ben White, although I don't think he's top five, but I think he's still had a very good season. Mikalenko has been an interesting thought this season. Part of me wants to put Tyrick Mitchell in there. He's had a solid season for Palace.
You are loving Palace today.
Do you not put that?
They've just been quite good. Udogie, Udogie's another one.
I've got Udogie, I've got Trippier. And there's a bit of an outside bet. I've got Luke Shaw because I think he's been really good for United this season.
I just don't think he's played enough. He's been injured.
I think
that is the problem.
Too much. Yeah.
That is the problem with him,
I think the injury rules him out of contention.
Do you think?
Injuries are a shame.
Yeah, when you're injured, you can't really perform that well on the pitch.
Just ask Reece James.
Who?
Just ask Reece James.
I thought he retired, didn't he?
No, mate, no.
Oh, I've just not seen him for God knows
how long.
All right, right. Before you two start again, who are we going to go for then? So we've got Shaw out. So who do we think, really? Realistically, we've got Udogie, Lo Celso.
Lo Celso? What?
No, not Lo Celso. Pau Porro.
Pedro.
Pedro Porro.
Who the fuck is Pau Porro?
Look, he's a Spurs player. Will doesn't give a fuck.
I don't care.
So we got... I saw quickly, just on Pedro Porro, I saw a meme the other day of some Tottenham fans saying, like when he was injured or something, I can't believe he's injured. But don't worry, or if he gets sold or something, I'm sure there's a Pedro Porro Peters hanging around in the club. Probably made me laugh. Sorry, Will. Sorry, that was quite amusing for me. Udogie, Pedro Porro, Trippier. I want to say Mikalenko is in there. Anyone else?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Four fighting for three spots.
What are you thinking then? I reckon Trippier's in there. I think he's been outstanding for Newcastle for the last two seasons. But certainly this season.
I think Trippier's in there, but I don't think he's third. I think his recent form has just knocked him down a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Hurts me to say, but I think Pedro Porro's third.
Yeah.
Because I just think he's been really, really good for the Spurs this season. And that pains me to say.
He's third, okay.
Yeah.
So fifth place we're looking for then.
Mikalenko or Udogie.
Well, we can't have two Tottenham.
No, it's got to be Mikalenko.
We just can't. But I don't know if Mikalenko's better than Udogie.
I don't think he's
better than him. But I think in terms of seasons, what's more surprising for you?
No, we're going for the best, the top five, not who's more surprising.
No, but you're factoring age and things like that for Thiago Silva. But in terms of who themselves personally is having a better season to be a better player this season compared, I think both have got a case. Udogie is obviously new to the league, new young manager, young. Mikalenko has kind of just come from nowhere again, really. Seems to be quite regenerated, lots of energy again. Manager is settled, Premier League proven manager.
He doesn't play for Spurs. He's been in that.
You've got to factor all of that in, Will.
But
am I?
Cool, Will.
There's got to be somebody else. We can't be down to Mikalenko or Udogie. There's got to be someone else.
So far, West Ham having a good season.
Nah. Brighton don't have fullbacks. So Estupiñán.
I don't think this season he's been that.
No, but since he's come back, he fired 230-yard bangers in. So.
But I think it's the injury front again for me.
Yeah, but even before that, though, this season, like, even before that, he was good. Then, he was injured, but then he's come back and he's still been good. So,
there's an argument Matty Cash has been quite good and quite solid this season. Played a lot more than what I think people probably expected. Do we have to bite the bullet here and just say it's another?
Unfortunately, we're gonna have to put the doggy in there because you can also fax in for a doggy that I don't know if you boys knew who he was when he joined. I didn't know who the fuck he was. Spurs fans probably did. They probably saw him out on the loan list last season. And you know, like you say, he's new. He's new into the team, and he's just taken. I mean, the only bad kind of game he had was obviously when he got sent off against Chelsea because it was just a stupid challenge that he did. But yeah. You know, but he's unfortunately right. Really good.
We're going okay. To say, aren't we? Will see doggy.
Yeah. All right. So we've got no Arsenal players, but we've got two Tottenham players. So we've got Trent, Walker, Pedro Porro, or Lo Celso, or Pau Porro, however you want to call it, whatever you want to call him. Trippier and a doggy.
Yeah. There we go. It's official. It's the FDP top five fullbacks.
Top
five fullbacks this season.
Hi, guys. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter so you don't miss a thing. How could you? Instagram is at Football Drop Podcast. Twitter is at Football Drop Pod. Thanks, Will, for that. Or just search us on Facebook, Football Drop Podcast.
Yep.
Right. Premier League games, boys. Last part of today.
I'm happy to talk about this.
Yeah, I bet you are. I bet you are, Sunshine.
But should we start with Burnley Luton? Bit of controversy in there, wasn't there? What do you reckon?
Massive controversy.
Massive. Was it a foul, boys?
This is the question, mate.
The way the game's reffed, yes. But I think, like most people, most fans probably, there's nothing worse than seeing the keeper get a slight touch and then falling to the floor. I mean, if you look at what was it, City against Liverpool, when Alisson got a slight touch and it was given not a goal for when, like, Akanji put it in the back of the net.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, is that really a foul? Probably not. This one, I mean, yeah, it's unlucky for Burnley because if you go the way the refs normally ref the game, it's a foul.
Yeah, I think it was more of a slight touch. I think there was more than slight contact. I think there was enough to put you off being able to get in the air, jump, or do whatever you need to do.
Apparently not.
But yeah, I don't understand how they've said that. It's just again the inconsistencies.
Yeah. I mean, what got me was Vincent Kompany after the game. Like, I think it was after the Villa game where they had a few VAR decisions go against him. He was very calm bat and he was like, yeah, I mean, I just want consistency like everyone else, you know. And he was very calm about it. And then obviously this one, he's like, that's a disgrace.
Yeah.
He's allowed to say that. Your manager isn't.
Why?
Was it enough of a shove, though, for Trafford to go down?
I don't think to go down. I think he definitely milks it a little bit, but there's enough contact to affect him.
But the problem is, if he doesn't go down, he wouldn't get a free kick.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. That's the problem with a lot of players that do go down when they have been touched, is that they go down like they've been shot because that's the only way they're going to actually get the penalty. Because if they stay on their feet and they get like a kick in the back of their legs, they ain't gonna. I know obviously this wasn't a kick in the back of the legs, but I think it was like Coutinho when he was playing for Liverpool. Like someone just came in at him and just went for him. He didn't go down, stayed on his feet, and like, you know, and they didn't get a penalty for it. And Leon Kopp was like, how's that not, like, he's just come in and not got the ball, he's kicked his leg. Yeah. But he didn't get a penalty, he didn't go down, so.
Exactly. You have to fall down like Sterling did against Fulham. I mean, absolutely mental that he went down. But
I mean, was it a foul? Yeah.
We'll come on to that. But yeah, I you know,
I thought that you know, should he have stayed on his feet and tried to make more of an attempt rather than go down and try and get the foul? I don't know. It's a goalkeeper's thing, isn't it? Maybe he felt the nudge.
Yeah, I mean,
good game though.
It was a good game. Yeah.
One all draw. Yeah. I think I predicted that scoreline.
You did actually. I did see that on Instagram. I was like, oh, he actually got one. Jesus.
I know.
First time in a while.
You won the week. Oh my God.
He won the week. Comeback is on.
Five games. Yeah, well done.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I knew that there was only five games. And then for FPL, I completely forgot there was only five games.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I've got like 30 points this season. This week. Now, Will's only on 30 points this season, I think.
But,
yeah. I have. I've still got Haaland in my team, so that's where I am.
Mate, he's still in mine as well. I can't take him out. Because I know that I'll forget that I need to put him back in and I won't have enough money and I can't be asked then resetting the team and I'll give up.
I just didn't think he'd be out for this long. No, and then Pep's like, oh no, you're probably not going to see him till February now. Like, what?
It's ridiculous. But moving on. Go on, Ali. Tell us about the next game.
Newcastle City.
No, not that one. Oh, he got me again. God.
You won.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we did. You know, that's four in a row.
Wow. Title charge?
No.
You're steering clear of the relegation zone now. That's fantastic.
We are closer to the top than we are the bottom, than we are the relegation zone. That it's been a while, but wow. and also top half.
Christ.
Eighth place, 31 points. You're in now. With a shout. Huh?
We're ninth.
Oh now. Yeah, ninth. No, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, because no, United drew.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Just for one lonely time, I've been looking for a Spurs win, but no, they let me down. It's just like they do every year.
imagine supporting them. in ninth place now, close to Europe. But in all seriousness, if you're Raheem Sterling and you feel that little tap, there's no way that was enough to go down.
Right. Okay. Thing is, though, right. The way you gotta look at it is, everyone saw Sterling against Wolves. He's only got the keeper in front of him, and he just booted it at him. Right. When Sterling thinks, if I go down here, Cole Palmer gets the penalty, and then it's like, you know, foregone conclusion.
But Cole Palmer is something else. Yeah. He is a bowler.
I won't lie, I did not expect this. Like when we signed him, saw a sign for 45 million. I was like, oh yeah, okay. Because the thing is, had you guys sold Smith Rowe, we wouldn't have got Cole Palmer. So cheers for that. But yeah, he's been something else this season. Bad game against Middlesbrough during the week. But
yeah, did you want to talk about that game at all?
Thanks for bringing that
can
up.
Do if you want.
I completely forgot that was there.
Yeah, can do if you want. I mean, controlled the game, just got it on the break. That's all it was.
That's all it was.
So, but yeah, I mean, against Fulham, gave us a few scares, like they did you. I mean, they gave you probably two scares and a few guys. But they did actually put a ball in exactly the same as they did for, like, Jimenez when he scored against you.
Yeah.
And my heart was like, please don't let Jimenez be there. Luckily, it was Harry Wilson who's left-footed, so... But yeah, no, it was a good win for us. Needed a win. You know, first time in so many years now, apparently, that we've actually won three on the bounce at home. So,
wow, really?
But remember when you got a thing like when Jose was there, we didn't lose at home.
No, at all. That's true.
So,
yeah.
You know, but it was a good win. Hopefully take that forward to the Middlesbrough game now. Win that 2-0 and hopefully go through to the final.
1-0, penalties, get knocked out. Come on!
We won our last penalty shootout.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping you won't win this one. But no, big three points for you guys. That's
yeah, yeah. You know, Fulham been playing well. I mean, they beat... they did well against Liverpool. Obviously beat you guys. It's their away form though. I did think because we were at home, I did think we might beat them, but I obviously wasn't confident enough to say that out loud, just in my head. So we're gonna beat them. Out loud, I'm not. We're gonna lose.
And moving on to the next one that we will speak about just now, City Newcastle.
ADB back with a bang.
With an absolute bang.
All five goals could be goal of the month contenders.
Yeah. Really good, weren't they?
They actually did that on Match of the Day, didn't they? They did. Yeah. So it was goal of the month. It was goal of the game. But it was like similar game to that. I think I messaged you, Ben, about it. The Liverpool game against Fulham, where it was like 4-3 to Liverpool. All of their goals were like absolute.
Yeah, absolute worldies. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
I think there was only one which apparently was an own goal, Trent's free kick. But it came off Leno, came off the back of Leno's head. But that game was nuts. I did not expect Newcastle to go in lead because, I mean, you know, I assumed Haaland would be back, but apparently not. Pep's like, not seen until February. Great. got KDB back and it's like he's not been away.
It's a lovely finish, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And that ball to Oscar Bob as well.
Bob, mate. A bit of skill for Bob to score that as well. It's incredible.
Yeah, Oscar Bob, he's going to be a player.
What a goal.
Great goal. Yeah. Bernardo Silva's goal was fucking quality. Is it like that? Those little flicks. I love those little flicks. Quality.
Great. But yeah, that was a good game for Chelsea anyway, because it meant that Newcastle were 10th now.
What, are they as low as 10th?
Yeah.
Mate, they haven't won for quite a while now.
Brighton.
Wow. Yeah. excuse me. Sneeze in the middle of a pod. I didn't realise they were so low down. I know they're not having the best season, but wow.
Well, no, like we said, they've not won. I mean, they've lost, all their last four, so.
Christ. Worst football than Arsenal.
Lost to Forest. At home. The only win they've had is in the last five games in all competitions is the Sunderland game.
Christ. They'll turn it around, surely.
Aljo Linton's out for 4 to 6 weeks.
Did you see their was their assistant called? I always forget his name.
Jason Dean.
Surprised here. Yeah, did you see he took everybody up to the away end at Sunderland to get a selfie?
Yeah. He gets it. He's not even from there.
That guy's just an absolute shithouse, isn't he?
Shithouse, yeah, mate.
Absolute shithouse. Aston Villa. Yes,
they missed an opportunity, didn't they? To go, what was it, level on points with Liverpool, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they could have. They could have gone level. Would they go ahead on goal difference or anything? I haven't got a table in front of me.
I think so. No.
No, mate. No. That's why I said they'd have got level on points.
They're still not good away from home, are they?
No, but I mean they had the ball in the back of the net, but you know, VAR again.
Yeah.
Comes alive and takes that away from them. I mean to be fair, it should have been taken away because, I mean, they were looking at offside. I mean, it was a foul on Dan Juma. I don't know what people were complaining about, but, you know. But it's just the fact that I think it took them like 5 minutes to get to that decision. So it's like.
It was a 4 minute check, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like, it's stupid. It's like.
And it was offside. Was it offside? It was offside, wasn't it? Was it? It's like, I can't remember what it was that was playing him offside, but it was the player on the floor, wasn't it? I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, Dan Juma. I think they were checking his back, his right bum cheek, and his left toe.
That's it.
seeing which one was further back.
Honestly, ridiculous.
It's mental.
Mental, but yeah.
Such a joke.
Yeah.
Nil-nil. Wasn't the best. It wasn't the best game, to be honest. But
not the worst.
No, wasn't the worst. Well, actually, probably this weekend it was, yeah.
That's a good point. Hoyland got off to a good start against Tottenham. Great goal.
Lovely goal.
It was, yeah. Yeah, roof of the net. didn't expect that 3 minutes in. I was watching it. I was like, no, you know, Haaland's got the ball and bang go. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think anyone.
I think he's going to be really good for United. I think he's like a bit of a sleeping assassin so far. As soon as they start getting the ball into him, I think he'll start banging them in.
Problem is, though, is getting the ball into him because, albeit that was a good goal, but I think he took it off like Rashford's toe. He had to take it off Rashford's toe, weren't it, to actually get the ball. It's like they're not actually passing the ball when they're out wide. No. So that's going to be his problem. He's going to have to, unfortunately, he's going to be feeding off scraps and deflections and whatever else in the box, it seems, at the moment, because they just don't have wingers that get the ball in.
Yeah, he's just gonna have to go. He's just gonna have to go and get it. Yeah, and go. Like, this is what I can do. Pass the ball to me, and I can
go and tackle him.
Yeah,
yeah. Go first 2 foot, Marcus Rashford.
Yeah, Rashford's
holding
2 foot. Marcus Rashford. He's been sent off. Worst my own player.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that's all right. No worries. Continue.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that was a good game though. 2-2.
Good game. I mean, first game for Sir Jim Ratcliffe as well was. Is he chairman?
He's
chairman, isn't he?
No, he's just a minority stake.
It's a direct.
Well, even then, it's not even been confirmed yet. They probably not been confirmed until like Premier League confirmed probably by February. So
yeah, Richarlison got another goal as well in that. Benton Kerr got them all.
It's really disappointing. Rich Atkinson is doing really well this season.
Yeah, it's surprising as well that Timo Werner straight in the team.
Yeah,
got an assist, but
I think it's just for the pit. You can just see the amount of people the Spurs have got out at the moment, like whether they're at the international tournaments or injured, right? Because I think they said Kulusevski was ill yesterday, and that's why he wasn't there. So, you know, I think they would just have to throw Werner in. Like, there you go, off you go. And he did what Timo Werner does.
Doesn't stop running.
Few flashes of nice play, and then one blaze over the bar.
So, standard. But it's his first game. Yeah. He ran all over that pitch, and that's what Ange wanted him to do. And he got an assist out of it. So fair play to him.
He's probably got more assists than Antony has.
Antony hasn't got anything this season. Quality player.
90 million well spent.
Mental. And we've got 5 games this weekend.
Yeah.
Should we wrap it up there?
I think so, boys. It's been a pleasure. We've got our top fives. What are we doing next week? Are we going to do like midfield and then like attacking mids, or like 5 centre mids, 5 attacking, like wingers, inside forwards? How do you want to do it? So we've discounted people like Salah and Saka and things like that.
Should we have this conversation off air, and then we'll just let people know next week?
Well, yeah, can do, I suppose.
Be a surprise for the next episode.
There we go. Cheers, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please give us 5 stars on your podcast provider, whatever one that may be, and help us #DropThePod.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.